Talking About You with Estra, Season 8, Episode 78. Yes, we're here Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And what? I do thank you for being with me today. And I appreciate your time and always look forward to sharing information, ideas, and comments. And why? The major point here is what? Because it makes us all better people. We're continuing on today with the topic of how to love and take care of self. Today, it seems like that's a major issue for so many people where there's no time, money, or just too much stress for taking care of yourself. And then when you add a car accident onto that, it can really get ugly, whether it's you, someone in your family, your friends, or maybe even a coworker that you're having to cover for. There's a lot of things that happen when you're trying to take care of yourself. But it's more important to remember how to love yourself and take care of yourself by making it a top priority. Life does get better when you do things first. I mean, it's just like when you're on an airplane, they tell you if the oxygen drops down, put it on yourself first and then your kid, right? And why do they do that? Because they know when you take care of yourself, you have more time, energy, whatever is necessary for someone else. So we need to always kind of think about that. Where are we? How are we loving ourselves? Especially in a society that seems like we have more haters than lovers today. I think we need to go back to that 60s love, baby. Them love children. Something other than hating. Hating online. Talking all derogatory. In fact, I had someone send me some nasty stuff this week. I'm saying, what? You're going to send me nasty stuff? Well, I tell everybody, if you want to talk with me, that's a good thing because we can discover and learn things from each other at any time. But if you're going to talk at me, you need to just go to somebody else because I'm not in for that. I want to be able to communicate with people. I want to learn from where they are, where they stand, what matters to them. And I also want to do the same back towards them, not at them, but with them. Because that way, guess what? We all grow. We all learn. We need to always have respect for each other, even if we have differences of opinions. We need to be able to communicate. Because right now, the only thing that's happening is it seems like people are being drawn into confusion, chaos, and nastiness. And it ain't even the right kind of nasty, in my opinion. I personally believe it's about respecting each other. It's about helping each other. And in particular with car accidents, it's about sharing the information that you know. Because regardless of whether you realize it or not, almost everyone is involved in a collision at some point in their life. And if you're lucky, it's just one and not multiple ones. Because that can really get crazy and cause havoc on your body, right? Nonetheless, what it does to your mind, having to deal with a lot of people who have their own agendas at heart there. So I'm just saying that it's really important to understand yourself, how to love yourself, and how to take care of yourself. Because what we all need is not the same. We all may need different things to get to where we want to go in life. And let me tell you something. Life is always on a countdown, okay? That tick-tock, tick-tock, it don't go in reverse. So you don't want to have a lot of time where you have to be laid up or injured and suffering and trying to figure out a new way of life. But you know what? If it comes your way, you do what you got to do. You stand for what you need to stand for, and you remember who you are. Because from my perspective, if you remember who you are, what you want, where you are, you're already ahead of the game because there'll be too many people out there to try to convince you otherwise. They'll be trying to say, no, 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 that's not who you are. Be like me. Act like me. Say you're me without my name, of course. Who needs all that kind of drama? You don't need that kind of drama. No way, Jose. What you need is a recovery plan that gets you to where you want to be in life, makes you happy, gives you peace and comfort. Will you be rich? Maybe so, maybe not. But not all rich people are happy. Remember that. And all poor people aren't unhappy, okay? It is a personal decision on how you attack this world when it comes at you. Okay? And then when it comes to attack, sometimes you have to pick up your sword and do a little duel. But sometimes life is good. life can be good. It really can, especially when we all take up the consideration of not only our own feelings and our own desires, but other people's. And we give them respect. Like, personally, you know, they're talking about $15 wages for people. I think it should be $25. I don't think it would just be $15. I think they've set the bar too low. And why is that? Because they're greedy. You gotta try to get them to accept $25 an hour. In fact, see if they would even take $15. They'll laugh you out of their offices. But of course, you know me. I could go on some of those subjects for hours. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into Minutes with a Purpose today. This is a little different, but I think it'll be really supportive. I want you just to get up and go and take a look in the mirror. And while you're there, I want you to smile. Smile at the mirror. Then I want you to take a close look at self. Do you have happy, sad, or indifference eyes? That's telling you a lot about what's going on inside of you, how you're feeling about that. And what is it that that communicates to you? So look at yourself, smile, listen to your heart and what you see, and respond to self. What are you communicating to you? Understand what you are feeling in this moment. And why? Because it will help you to move in the direction that you want. It'll give you little leads as to what you need to know and what you need to work on. Just a simple smile. It'll tell you a lot what's in your soul. Makes a difference. Give it a try. And if you like, go ahead and send it to me at hashtag Esther's Radio Show on Twitter or Facebook. Wherever you rock and you roll is okay with me. So I hope you'll take this minute and this will help you in learning what is really going on in you right now. Just a minute. Like I say, all you need is a minute a day for you. Okay? I mean, it'd be nice to have more than a minute. Maybe hours, even decades or years. But we have to take it to where we are. And right now, I'm just talking about with a minute today. So just take a look. See what you see about yourself in that mirror. And then respond. Today, we're going to keep going on. We're actually on the topic of, right? If you remember, I remember, how to love and take good care of self. So we're going to just kind of get into that right now for a minute. But what I'd like you to think about is forgotten talents and gifts, because a lot of times we get hurt, we get bruised, we're injured. I mean, there's just a myriad of endless list of things that can happen that really hurt. But I really want you to think about your forgotten talents and your gifts. And think about what could you do about promoting your own talents and gifts for you today, not someone else. So we're not looking outside of you at this point. We're looking at you and where you are and where you want to go in life. But I do want you to put aside a few things, because these things really mess people up, okay? I want you to put away any inferior emotions. Those really jack a lot of people up, because they'll get to a point, they'll be so excited, whoa, I'm moving in the right direction, and somebody comes and tries to crush your dream. Well, first of all, they have no rights to be bothered with your dreams. Your dreams are your dreams, okay? So just put those inferior emotions that somebody put in your head probably 20 years, 40 years, 90 years, 1,000 years ago, okay? Just drop them. Insecurities, right? Don't be going out there on the internet saying, I've got to compete with so-and-so or do such-and-such. Nah. No matter what the topic or the era, whether it's physically, emotionally, financially, drop it, okay? Let those insecurities go. Fears. Fears of, oh, I'm just not going to be able to do this. Or fear, will I make it? Or fear, what will happen? Or, I mean, that fear thing is an endless list, and most people are manipulated by it, so don't be. Drop the fear. Like I said, get into faith, courage, determination, whatever rocks your world, okay? Lack of knowledge. Oh, I've got these talents and gifts, but I don't have any knowledge to make them the way they need to be. Well, guess what? There are a lot of places that you can find knowledge, a lot of them on the internet. And that's one of the great, great things about the internet, is that you can find information. The only problem now, of course, we're having with this internet is fake information, lies, drama. You have to even people that you recognize who they are. Sometimes those are not articles they've written. Imagine that. You know, I'm not all that excited about this election coming up because we still haven't blocked off these people who are putting out lies and fake things and trying to start drama. First of all, if you're one of them drama queens and kings, get on off of that stool, okay? Because you are on a stool. You're not in a king's mansion on this crap, okay? Just get off of it. Decide that you're just going to be able to do what's best for everyone and yourself. Be genuine. Be real. Be honest. Yeah, that's what it's really about. This other crap that people are peddling and crap that they're throwing out there, that's not for us. That's just for them. And it's not doing any good for us, okay? So make sure that you realize you can go out there. First of all, look for real articles and information. Things that are going to make you better, not make you worse. And also, you need to just end that comparison to others. It's really not about other people. Other people's joy or whatever they have is not going to do anything for you. It's not about them. It's about you. So make sure that comparison stuff that they want you to do, just drop it. This is really about you and your gifts and talents. And once you realize that and you put all that other stuff aside, you're already ahead of the game. Are there things in life you have always wanted to try yet you haven't done it? Why? That's probably one of those things I talked about putting aside. Put them aside. You don't need them, right? Or are there goals you've already tried and you really like, but you kind of just gave up on them for a minute? Or maybe you had a car accident and you thought, oh man, I can't really do this the way I used to. Well, guess what? There's always more than one way to actually do something. Will you have to be creative? Sometimes you will have to be creative. And you know what? That's okay. Be as creative as you want. In fact, you might be so creative you come up with something nobody's even seen and people love. But you have to have trust in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And you have to give yourself that opportunity. And that starts with what? Loving yourself and taking good care of yourself. Because that'll give you that energy to put it there, especially when you don't have a whole lot of energy anyway. And you have to remember never to give up and never to give in. And are you discouraged because of not knowing much about it or the cost, like I said a moment ago? Well, those are always going to be there in the good times and the bad times. But don't be discouraged. Never give up and never give in, like I said. It'll happen. Maybe you have to do it, like I said, starting out one penny at a time, moving to a nickel, going to a dime, going to a quarter, going to a dollar. All of that is possible, long as you don't give up. Yeah, there'll be people hating on you no matter what, but hate is going to hate. Ain't got nothing to do with you, long as you're in love. Especially loving thyself and taking good care of yourself. They're going to look at you and growl anyway because they ain't going to be doing that. That's how they became haters. Okay, so make sure that that's the case. Thankfully, there are more than enough topics on the internet to start out for you to be doing, I'm sorry, to be able to start you out by doing a search on it today. Go out there. Is there something in your heart you've been holding it back? You've been thinking, no, I just can't do it. Oh, it's too hard. Oh, I ain't got no money. Like I said, put away all of those things. Take a moment today to do a search on what you're really interested in and what you love. Yeah, you can be disabled. You can be injured. You can be all of those things. But you cannot stop dreaming. You can't stop hoping. You got to go on and you've got to continue. And there are things out there you can do. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because if you give up, who are you giving up on? You. You're giving up on you. And that is not a good thing. All the time, there will always be something that each one of us will have to face at every stance of our life. We're going to have to face something. It's not going to go away. It's going to continue. So what? You got to make up your mind right now. You can't wait. Time is waiting for none of us. You have to say, okay, this is my gifts. These are my talents. I've experienced it. I've known it. Or maybe I don't. I want to search out what I really love. And that's okay. And then just do it. Just do it. Because otherwise, those hours, those days, those dreams are just sitting in a closet, a dark closet that needs some light. That light might be light that you need inside of you. But once that light hits you, you will take off. Because no one will stop you. Because you will have the light within you. The light of hope. The light of dreams. The light of determination. Whatever you got going on in there, you'll use it. Follow the goodness that's actually there in your heart. This may be where your joy, energy, and talents lie. Discovery is important, and these talents and gifts often follow our interests, right? Otherwise, if they didn't follow our interests, we would never even occur to them, or it wouldn't occur to us to go a certain direction. Sometimes we're on a certain path, and we don't even know how we got there. Why are we on this path? Because there's something within us that's leading us that way. Now, I'm talking good stuff, okay? The bad stuff, disregard. Jump off of that path as soon as you can. Okay, it's just a waste of time, your energy, and all the things that you want to do. Discovery, like I said, is important, and these talents and gifts often follow our interests. Sometimes they change over time, and sometimes they don't. But what's in your heart is in your heart. It's not going to change. Car accidents, yes, they've changed lives for many people. You know, those are awful things to have for many people. So please don't stop living because of pain and suffering after a collision. Do you know how much that will do to your future? Probably a lot. And why is that? Because usually pain and suffering can stop you in your tracks. And sometimes they do, okay? Let's make it clear. You know, sometimes injuries are awful and they stop you at times when you prefer them not to. Okay, you want to just hit it head on and keep going. Well, head on's probably not a good word for that one. You just want to go forward and make it happen, but you're slow. You know, I think sometimes being speedy is overrated. You don't have to be fast. You can be like that turtle. Was that the turtle in the, the other little slow one, you know? You just have to go ahead and take your time. The hare, thank you. The turtle and the hare, right? Sometimes you just have to go at your own speed. And to me, nothing's wrong with your own speed. It sometimes feels like it, that you're so darn slow, you just get frustrated with yourself. But be patient. Be patient. There's love there. There is love in slowness. In fact, you probably make less mistakes when you move slow. So there's some benefits there. So think about that. Find something you are interested in today. And each day, try to take a few minutes to move those ideas forward, right? Just move them forward. Is it hard? Maybe it will be. Some days you might try to move one idea forward and you get stuck. You know, that's okay. Get stuck. Get you a shovel and start digging yourself out. Do it one little piece at a time. It'll work. It'll work. Just don't give up. And don't become discouraged. When you do something for yourself, respect, self-esteem, and hope grows. Let me say that again. I want you to listen to these two things. When you do something for yourself, you're lifting yourself up, right? That's what this is about, lifting yourself up. Self-love, that's the key. When you do something for self, respect, self-esteem, hope grows. This will bring love and self-care. The world becomes a better place when we take time to care and protect ourselves. Because when we're protecting ourselves, we can protect other people. Okay, and if this is overdue for you, make sure you begin today. So I'm going to leave you with two options. Okay, you have two options here. You can put aside inferior emotions, insecurities, fears, lack of knowledge, and comparisons to others. So you can hold on to those, or you can take respect, self-esteem, and hope. To me, there's only one option there, and that is the second one, right? Respect, self-esteem, and hope. And that's not something you have to get from other people. If you're getting it from other people, from your job, or you know, the entertainment that you do, or whatever, it's not going to last. The only time these things last, respect, self-esteem, hope, is when it generates inside of you. Because those external forces are going to test you all the time. They're going to test you. But say, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to stand where I am. I'm going to love myself and also take care of myself. That's what it's about. And that's what this show and this week is about. It's about thinking on your feet about who you are, what you need, why you need it, how it helps, right? Because we have to start moving in the right direction, which is forward and not backwards with bitterness and hatred and evil. We don't need all of that garbage. Let that stuff just be buried somewhere. That's not you. It's not even anybody you should want to become. You should all just keep that respect, self-esteem, and hope, and particularly with love for yourself and taking good care of yourself. That's what this is about. Thank you for being with me today. You're always awesome. Love talking with you. It's just great to get the things out. Remember the things I always say about when trouble comes. Figure out how you want to deal with that. Personally, I tell you all the time I like to what? Exhale, right? That's my thing. What's your thing? Figure it out so that you can keep going in the direction that you need to. Go ahead, like I said, drop me a letter or letter. That's funny. Drop me an email, or you can drop an email, or you can just text me at hashtag Estra's Radio Show. And I would love to hear from you, and I love to hear how your life is moving along. Thank you so much for your time today. Be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday already. Like I said, we could have talked about this for weeks, but that's okay. I'm sure we'll get back to the topic. Take care of yourself, and particularly by what? Loving yourself. It's important. All right, see you tomorrow. Take care of yourself.